Have you ever been to a surprise party that didn't quite go as planned? Maybe you were the host, or maybe you were the guest of honor. Perhaps on Christmas or your birthday, have you ever given or received a gift that disappointed you? Either the gift or maybe the response to it were not exactly what you had hoped for. Well, this meditation from Matthew 7 will help you better understand the gifts that God offers to you. Good, advantageous gifts you may not even know you need or want yet. So to begin your meditation, let's settle into a place of receiving for a moment. Just relax your body and your mind and your eyes. We will be together for about 15 minutes, but let me mind the time. That is my gift to you today. Listen now from the Valley of Vision. Help me, Lord, to see how good thy will is in all you do. And even when it crosses mine, teach me to be pleased with it. So pause here and still your heart to be pleased in all God offers you now in quiet reflection. Let this continuing time of silence move without effort into a time of reflective prayer. A prayer less of what more you want, but rather being pleased with what you have. So spend a moment now to encounter God silently in your way, speaking quiet words of praise and thanksgiving from your heart. Continue to become even more aware of God now and His Spirit and His Son through your breathing. If they weren't before, close your eyes and take note of your breathing. Slow, deep breaths. Maybe breathe in to a count of 10, and then out to a count of 10 if you can. Don't force it or control it. Just be aware of your breathing here, peaceful rhythm. Listen to your breathing, the pneuma, the spirit, the breath of God. And as you exhale, whisper silently that God gives. Just very simply, God gives. Breathe in the openness of God and exhale your anxiety now. Breathe in the answers of the Holy Spirit and exhale your fear. Breathe in the receiving love of Christ and exhale doubt. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing and whisper, God gives. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Take note of anything that you're feeling or hearing or tasting or even smelling right now. What are you encountering right now? Have you had disappointment lately? Have you been surprised with new blessings? Who has blessed you? Who have you blessed? Well, stay here being present with God and centering on the truth that God gives. center on His blessings, those He has given. Your mind will certainly wander, but when you realize you've drifted too far from His gifts and blessings, let them return you, without effort, back to the blessings He's given you. The process of drifting and returning will help you remain with Him. So practice that now. Center on the blessings of God, and then return there again when you wander too far. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding reflection from different translations, and fight the temptation to analyze but just soak in the words. But do listen too for a gift from the Holy Spirit, a blessing, if you will, from Matthew chapter 7, verse 8, from the New International Reader's Version. Everyone who asks will receive. The one who searches will find. The door will be opened to the one who knocks. So what did the Holy Spirit center you on? Even now, what lingers in your mind from this passage? Well, remain there for a moment. After pausing, what still remains in your mind from that passage? Let your mind wander, that's fine. But then let the Holy Spirit guide you back once again to what has been given to you. Listen once again now to a wider perspective from the New American Standard Bible. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what a man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, you will not give him a snake, will he? What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words linger for a moment. Let your mind drift through the imagery of receiving an unwanted gift or of giving an unappreciated gift. How do you feel? How do they feel? listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds, and to him who keeps on knocking it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will instead give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will instead give him a snake? If you then, evil and sinful by nature as you are, know how to give good and advantageous gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, perfect as he is, give what is good and advantageous to those who keep on asking him? So then, in everything, treat others the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the essence of the law and the writing of the prophets. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remain with your eyes closed and settle in quietly behind the sofa, waiting for the guest to arrive. Feel the anticipation, the tension. Imagine being the host, or imagine being the guest. Do they like surprises? Do you really know what they want? Do others know what you want? What does disappointment look like? What does joy? Well, remain here at the party for a moment, experiencing both the joys and disappointments from unexpected and unappreciated gifts. As you were present in your imagination at the surprise party, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. Who better than God to know your wants? Who better than the Creator of the universe to know what is best and most advantageous for your needs? Rather than taking this time to give God your list, be still here and let Him give you His list. Be still, listen, and know. As you close your time, return to your breathing. A whispered breath of meditation. God gives. Let the word give guide you today. Let it be your meditation all through your day. And let me pray, too, that you remember to ask, seek, and knock on doors not of your choosing, but of those hiding gifts from the Lord that are best, good, and advantageous to you. Now to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever shall be. Amen. You know, in the days ahead, you will have the opportunity to receive what God gives. You might expect some disappointment if your desires aren't aligned with His, but in those moments, simply thank God for that to be a reminder that His list is better than yours, a reminder to be pleased with all that He gives. You might also explore moments to give to others. Be still and listen for their wants. What blessing can you give them that's customized to their needs? Be on the lookout to give to others. So when you're ready, be ready to encounter God. Be pleased with what God gives, and then give what pleases God.